can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The main feature of the site allows you to actually influence the stuff we'll talk about on this program. Stuff that we could talk about on this program. You submit different things of interest, whether it's a news article or blog post or video or whatever that you think our listeners might enjoy. You submit it to the website, and then it'll pop up on our upcoming stories page. You can then listeners can then vote up and down on the different stories there. And the issues, or the items, rather, that are the top voted will make it to the top of the website. And it's constantly being updated. Freetalklive.com. We will take your phone calls tonight, as we always do, about absolutely anything. But I encountered a bit of a moral dilemma today. And it may just be a bit of a moral dilemma. We'll see what you guys think about it. But it has to do with a situation up here with the bureaucrats that they have these bail commissioners, and when somebody gets arrested for whatever, if they're not going to release them on no bail, they'll call this bail commissioner in, and he gets up from his couch or wherever it is that he's sitting, because you can tell he sits a lot. And
you're saying he's fat?
He's out of shape. Let's say that.
Okay.
He comes down, got his little black bag. He comes in. And, of course, you're waiting, and he comes in, and he walks in, deals with some paperwork back in the back, comes back out, brings it out, and demands the bail plus $40. Now, the $40 is a bail commissioner fee. Now, I did not realize that this person does not get paid for this position. Apparently, there is zero salary for the position of bail commissioner. And so he asks for this $40 fee, and the activist who is paying the bail just basically said he wasn't going to give it to him because, according to some Supreme Court case, even in their own system, you don't have to pay the bail commissioner fee. Now, I don't know what it's like where you live. This is how it is here in New Hampshire, but that's kind of assumed.
I just want to make one slight correction. You don't have to pay the bail commissioner's fee right then. Otherwise, it's the state's using its authority or basically keeping you in jail in order to pay this private individual.
Yeah, but I mean period. You don't have to pay it, period.
But you have to justify to the court that I'm indigent or basically I can't afford it, and so that's why you don't have to pay it.
Okay, well, I didn't know about that. I hadn't heard about that. Brad Jardis, former law enforcement officer, law enforcement against prohibition, he was involved with them for a while. He'd written an article about how you don't have to pay the $40 fee, that it's basically the whole thing is a scam, that there's no obligation to do that. If you want to pay the bail, you can pay the bail, but you don't have to pay this fee. And he wrote this article about it at freekeem.com. So the activists, including myself, decided to test this out today. And so he got the $250 bail because that's what Rich Paul, the guy who'd been arrested, wanted. One of the other activists who'd been arrested, he wanted the bail to be paid. But we weren't going to pay this bail commissioner. And so he went back with the $250, and then Rich Paul came out later, and the bail commissioner ended up walking out. And so it turns out Rich Paul didn't know that you didn't have to pay the bail commissioner. So it's kind of where the story falters. He didn't know you didn't have to pay the bail commissioner. So he told the bail commissioner he was going to pay him. Okay, so that's his thing. That's his aside. But presuming Rich Paul had decided to go ahead and not pay the bail commissioner, I guess my moral quandary comes into the, well, this guy is coming to the jail. He's not receiving a paycheck from the bureaucrats. In some cases, he may be performing a legitimate task, maybe with like a violent offender. Should I be even feeling a moral qualm about not paying this guy?
I tend not to feel that way. If you make an extreme example, should the guy who's executing the Jews be given, his stipend? Well, I got a family to feed here, and somebody's got to gas these Jews, whatever. Now, the question is, should somebody who's working within an immoral system and this system that forces you to pay this bond or whatever is an immoral system? The bond system itself was originally set up to give somebody a reason to return to court. So in a court system where you are innocent until proven guilty, unless you are a flight risk, and that means they have evidence
that you're a flight risk,
that you would be a flight risk. They should have to prove that you're a flight risk. You understand? I am innocent until proven guilty. Therefore, I am not a flight risk until it is proven that I am a flight risk.
So you're just trying to extract cash from.
Right. Has Rich Paul ever not shown up for court? I don't believe that he has.
He said it was basically the reason why he was arrested today was a paperwork error. It's what he says was his understanding of the situation.
And the legal system, the judicial system, just gives everybody a bond, and an ROR isn't the default, and it should be. So this guy, this bail commissioner, essentially makes $40 on a $250 bond. Is $250 going to get anyone to return to court? I mean, if you don't want to go to court, is $250 going to be the thing that gets you to return?
Probably not.
No. $250 is throwaway money. It's just a way that this bail commissioner gets his $40. It's bullcrap.
Well,
and he shouldn't have got it in the first place.
It would have been $40 on top of the $250.
Right. That's how he gets his $40.
Right, right.
If they didn't have a $250, it would have been ROR. He would have got zero. Mm-hmm. This is a way that the court system pays, rewards its friends and punishes its enemies.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Mark. And here's the I'm reading from Bradley Jardis's post on Free Keen. And this is the Supreme Court opinion, says the bail commissioner must also inform the arrestees that if they cannot pay their fee at the time of setting bail, then the fee may be paid over time or it will be waived for indigence. Yeah. So what they're saying is that the fee's not waived. You can't just not pay it. But
what do you mean you can't just not pay it? Of course you cannot pay it.
You cannot pay it, but they're going to still say that it's due, and they may be able to pursue some kind of civil action against you to collect.
I didn't ask for his services.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there.
Right.
I agree with you on that point.
He has a monopoly on
it. I'm just saying the Supreme Court says, no, you are still responsible for the fee unless you're really poor.
Well, their own constitution
decides to waive it.
Their own constitution says that their justice is supposed to be free. And I don't know what the obligation is that I would have to fill out their indigency papers either in order to get that.
Yeah, and it says here that they're supposed to be informing people that if you can't pay this fee, then they're not doing that. They're saying, you have the $240, right? Because otherwise, I'm not going to do anything.
So I mean, he wasn't nice. I'd seen the guy before, and he's one of those grumpy old
like the big 200-pound guy?
He's big.
200 big?
This was the one who I think tried to bail me out and threw a fit when I wouldn't sign his papers, and then they released me anyway.
This one didn't like the fact that David, who was one of the activists, who was kind of famous for getting arrested for sitting in front of a police car, he was the one that was interacting. He paid the bail, and when the bail bureaucrat put the paperwork in front of David, then he wanted him to sign it right away without even reading it. And David said, look, you know, you're going to put something in front of me and ask me to sign it. I want to read this thing. And that was very frustrating to this particular bureaucrat.
Yeah.
So David did go ahead and sign
he's
it.
Dealing with a lot of illiterates, I can imagine that's just not something he's used to dealing with.
Well, and he gets the same $40 whether he does this thing in 5 minutes and the people don't read the paper or an hour and a half.
So he's in a rush to get back to his television or wherever, whatever it is that he's doing. So he wasn't nice, you know, he wasn't friendly, he wasn't in a happy mood, especially with the fact that I had a video camera rolling on him the entire time. I don't think he liked that very much. He pulled into the parking lot crooked, you know, and I understand where he might come from, and he might say excuse himself by saying, well, you know, there's nobody around, which is true. The parking lot is large, but he was right up front in the parking lot, so the most used spaces is where he pulled up, and he just cut right across the line and took up the equivalent of two spaces with his huge, this ginormous truck. I don't know what the model of it was, but it was a very expensive, one of those large size trucks where you're going to spend $50,000 at least, maybe more like $75,000. I don't know what these things cost. They're very expensive because small trucks are expensive. This guy rolls up in this sweet, sweet ride. So, I mean, clearly he's doing well for himself. Anyway, there's more to the story here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But should I feel bad for not paying the $40 fee? I mean, this guy isn't helping anybody. 1-800-259-9231. He just pushes paperwork. It's Free Talk Live. What do you think?
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. You can get news updates, the latest about the show, in your email box, your Facebook profile, Twitter, your choice. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's free, of course, news.freetalklive.com.
More pressure at work and at home? No time left to do what you want to do? No energy left to enjoy yourself anymore? Sound like you? Here's Mike Buck from Nature Beat with a plan that'll change it in a hurry.
Hello there, Mark. You know, you're right. In a quick hurry, Nature Bee's going to come along in the nick of time, recharge your battery, give you back your energy. You do all the things you want to do. Swim a few laps, who knows, jog around the park, maybe a fun night out in the town, and better yet, strong immune system, better sleep and digestion. And it's all from the natural support of the 27 vitamins and aminos and minerals and antioxidants you get in exclusively potentiated Nature Bee plant pollen. Pure, exclusive, organic vegetable food. 2 capsules a day, that's all you need.
Potentiated. Now explain what that means and why it's important.
Yeah, that's the 50-cent word of the day. Here's the deal. Nature Bee's got a way to unlock the potential of the pollen, increasing the digestibility. We call it bioavailability. You absorb all the goodness. The other guy's 15 to 20%. Nature Bee, 90 to 95%. If you want max performance, you need Nature Bee, the super fuel.
You know, Nature Bee did a great job with helping with me with my digestion. So how can listeners get theirs?
Yeah, that's the magic of Nature Bee, and it's really easy. It's going to save you a lot of money. 6 months supply of Nature Bee, $99.95 plus delivery. We're going to give you 3 more months for free because you're listening to Free Talk Live. That's 9 for the price of 6 with an unconditional, and I mean unconditional money-back guarantee. Now, to get this to your place, you call the Farm Gate in New Zealand right this minute, 1-866-834-8355. That is the toll-free. Once again, 1-866-834-8355, or hang out with us online and then order at NatureBee. That's naturebee.com.
Just like me, be all you can be. Call now at 866-834-8355 or go online to naturebee.com.
All right, as we continue, we take your phone calls about anything, 800-259-9231. So a little bit of a dilemma. I just felt a pang of conscience today.
Yeah, I can see why. It is.
You can?
Yeah, I do see it. You should
Right. Well, what happened was this bureaucrat came out to this bail commissioner. One of our friends had been arrested for some paperwork snafu, apparently. And so this guy comes out, sets a bail at $250, and demands $40 on top. Now, apparently, according to their own system, you don't have to pay for this. You don't have to pay these extra fees, these fees for justice, because there's some sort of right to free justice, I guess. And the Supreme Court has apparently backed this up, etc. So the activists today didn't pay the fee, and this guy got all huffy about it. And he wasn't the nicest guy in the, you know, the whole world. And certainly I don't think he's really performing much of a service. I mean, he's basically coming over, putting a piece of paper in front of the arrestee, having that person sign it, and trying to get $40 out of them.
That generally does, really, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I highly doubt that I think you're absolutely right that he rarely gets someone who won't pay.
And they're deceptive about the nature of the agreement. He's not going in and telling people, now you can pay me if you like now, or you can try and get the court to pay me. But
yeah, I need $40. Is what it is.
Yeah.
And, but now one of the my legal eagles that I contacted about this says that that they only really serve a purpose is when there's a domestic assault, when they issue rules that one must follow to be released. And mm-hmm. I said, well, why can't the cops do that? I mean, the cops could do his job most of the time in that it's just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
The bail is set by the court. The cops write that in, fill out the piece of paper, hand it over. You don't have to call down a bail commissioner for most of these. But he says for domestic violence, it has to be that way because the police, they can't issue terms for the court or something like that.
Yeah, so the bail commissioner, what he's doing is evaluating the person. What they're supposed to do on paper anyway is evaluate the person. Are they a threat to the community? Can I let them out? Do we need to restrict firearms? Do we need to restrict alcohol intake for this person? They set all of those terms and then get the person to agree to them in order to let them out.
Yeah, he says they can't dictate terms of release as they aren't as they are the ones who enforce them. It's one of the separation of powers thing.
Right, because right. This guy is completely separated from the police, right? Because if the police said, whoa, you don't want to let this guy out without restricting his firearms and drinking and whatever else it is that they said, that he wouldn't do that, right? I mean, come on. This guy is in some way, this guy who doesn't get paid by the government, just gets his money for getting a $40 fee from somebody getting out of jail with a bond that doesn't make any sense, and as far as I'm concerned is immoral in many circumstances, isn't going to do just what the cops say. He comes and sees the cops every single day or every mm-hmm. other day or whatever, and he sees these people getting out of jail just like the police do.
They're his meal
ticket. Bad people.
Yeah, they're his meal ticket.
And I see your point, but they are not going to get paid, and they are actually coming out and spending money to get out there and so forth. And at the same
time, they should stop doing that.
These are people who are leeching off of the system. They're being appointed by the judges to that they're buddy-buddy with. And, they're collecting this money. And
he bought his truck off the backs of poor people.
Yeah.
Because it's as well as I do, that the people the police pick on in city after city, town after town, across the world, are the people who can't afford to pay the fines and that sort of thing. They go after the poorest of the poor, and or just poor people in general, lower middle class as well, because they know that either they're going to be able to extract the money, or if they can't pay it all at once, they'll get them on a payment plan and charge them extra for that.
So if we get the word out that this is the way it is, that you don't have to pay these people right up front, certainly, and maybe not at all, it's going to make it not such a plush, comfy job to be a bail commissioner, and it's one more thorn in the side of the courts. So from that perspective, I think it's a worthy endeavor to get the news out about this.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So if you've got anything you want to add to this this discussion, like I said, it was just a pang of conscience. I didn't really feel like
passing moment.
Too bad
okay,
about
that's
it.
Over.
Like, dude, if you would just stop participating in this corrupt system where you're just extracting money from people all day and all night long who have not harmed others. Most of the time, that guy's getting called in there for a kid who got caught with some pot or something else.
Well, that's not really something that he can entirely deal with. I understand that part. But the part about
he can't deal with. He'd get called in for anybody that's
getting
bailed
out. Right, but he can't deal with that part. It doesn't matter to him. The thing is that the system sets up this bureaucrat that gets paid sort of this plush salary. Mm-hmm. He has a nice big truck from something.
It's not a salary. It's a claim. According to the claim, it's $40.
Okay, so he gets this commission on people that are getting tossed in the pokey that shouldn't have a bail in the first place.
Yes.
You shouldn't have a bail if you're not a flight risk. That's the purpose of county jail, because in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. And you should be out unless you're a flight risk, unless you're dangerous to the community. Those are the two reasons for someone sitting in county jail prior to being, especially when a speedy trial is considered 9 months from the commission of the crime.
But could you challenge it? Could you challenge the idea that they would even set bail for you in the first place, even within their system? Is that even a possibility?
Sure, you can hire the expensive lawyer, in which case you don't need it in the bail. Yeah. The bail isn't the problem.
Right. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up absolutely anything. There's a little bit more to the story. We encountered somebody in the police lobby that I think was quite an interesting character, at least. We'll share that with you here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Oh, and our paperwork, our propaganda, was still in the police lobby after a full month. Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TactileGear.com. All Tactile Gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at Tactile Gear. ProgGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger.
Not New World Order.
Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th through the 21st, or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@GEET.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETInternational.com or email paul@geet.nl.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663, or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. We've got our Shrine of Female Listeners there, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time and effort to send us their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of this program. Head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but for whatever reason you can't be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. Go to cdevolution.org, especially if you haven't seen the brand new website. It looks sharp. And Sam is here tonight from ObscureTruth.com. Meg, who works with you, created the new logo for the CD Evolution Fund, and it is awesome.
Yeah, I really like it, too.
So you'll see that if you go to CDEvolution.org. It looks great. Plus, the other excellent news is that we've got a brand new executive director, Jason Talley, who we've had on this show a number of times. You may remember him from the Motorhome Diaries. He
used to be the crasher in chief of Beer Crash.
Formerly over there as well, yep. So he's very experienced at doing such executive-y directory things. And so we're pleased to bring him on board now that he's made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can see his smiling face over at cdevolution.org, and I'm sure we'll be learning more about him and where he wants to take the organization as he continues posting blog posts on into the future. So if you've got a blog aggregator, put cdevolution.org in there. You're going to see blog posts at least every week, at least a couple times a week, as I understand it, and keeping you up to date on the latest with what's going on with the civil disobedience movement the non-cooperation movement here in New Hampshire. I am pretty excited about where the organization is going. Of course, you know that we've been supporting Curtis recently, one of our co-hosts on the show, and an activist who was arrested for so-called marijuana distribution or something like that. A felony charge. He's willing to take it to court, but he doesn't have the money to do so. So the CD Evolution Fund is helping him out. And his fund alone has raised almost 40% of the goal. So you can help out. Go to cdevolution.org. All right, 800-259-9231. We did a little bit of civil disobedience today with the bail commissioner refusing to pay the $40 fee. And if more people stopped paying the $40 fee, it would probably be more likely that they would stop setting bail for people, right? You think?
I think it would be harder for them to get bail commissioners and may force them into a position where they have to, you know, change the way that they do things.
In whatever way that means, I mean, maybe it'll get worse.
I don't know what that is. It could get worse.
Right. So, and that could be the case with, like, the parking tickets. We've had people challenging parking tickets and scheduling trials and things like that. I just got a trial scheduled for no registration on my car, scheduled for September 29th. So it's 5 months away from now. Just to give you some idea of how loaded the court system is here in New Hampshire.
Well, pretty much everywhere.
Well, yeah, but from what I understand, the New Hampshire court system is so overloaded with cases that they actually are shutting down the courts because it's getting to be too expensive for them.
Yeah, I went to one of the task force meetings where they had Supreme Court justices in. And one of them said this is the worst that he's ever seen the court system. And that was a year ago.
Yep.
So now it's getting worse and worse. They're having to do more of these shutdown days. And think about it. We were talking about this today. If all 12 of the trespassive 12 were to get trials, say we lined up 20 people and all of them got parking tickets and they all took those, boy.
There's a lot of really interesting civil disobedience possibilities that become an option once you get enough people who are willing to take part in that. And putting your car in a parking space for a little while and getting a $5 parking ticket isn't really a huge risk. So even some of the people like Mark, you're taking it to trial and you've got a family. So a lot of people say, well, I've got a family.
I have some questions for the court. I don't know about this whole...
You're not doing civil disobedience. You're just taking it to trial. You're actually working inside the system, but to some extent it almost seems like civil disobedience because it's so unusual. I mean, if someone were to look at that and say, you're taking a parking ticket to trial, just seems unusual. They'll look in the mark, it's $5. What
the real reason that I'm doing it is I think that they have a crappy system for enforcement of parking in this town and many towns because they don't have competition in that area. I would say most towns have some kind of problem with parking, and if they don't have a problem with parking, well, they have a problem with their downtown that needs to be fixed too. So it's because these organizations, the municipal organizations, don't have competition that the problem occurs.
And in New Hampshire, the right to a speedy trial means 9 months. So if they're at 5 months now,
Because somebody set it at 9 months sometime in the past because they were forced to because it had they became so overloaded. So at some point, the right to a speedy trial will be up 9 months, 90 months. Whatever.
Maybe. But again, if we're forcing them to do something different than what they are today, and that would mean they would have to give more enticing plea deals or do what they can to maybe let people out sooner.
The bail commissioner bureaucrat asked me why it was that we, meaning the Liberty Movement or Free Staters or whatever he was thinking, why don't we, if we don't like the laws, just contact the representatives?
Oh, because that works so well.
Yeah. Did you ask him, has he ever tried that himself?
He was leaving at that point. I just simply stated that it did not work. But you're right, Mark. That would have been a better thing to do would be to ask a question.
Ever had a problem with the government and tried to contact your representative? I mean, come on.
Not my representative. I can tell you that.
I called my representative about an issue as far as medical marijuana, and he's like, no, I'm not voting for it. I mean, how is this guy representing me?
I think it's pretty simple.
That's it. I'm not going
to
do it.
I think it's pretty simple to explain that the system doesn't work. 2 points. One, you talk to people, an overwhelming, massive amount of people want the government to be smaller. Ask people, do you think the government's too big, too small, or just the right size? Over and over again, they're going to tell you, too big. I think Harry Brown did it, and 80% said too big. And so you take that, and you combine it. So a lot of people are sick and tired of the government. So where's that representation? Because the government gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And if you want to get even more explicit, you bring up something like the bailout or something else where people have called. So you could say that, well, people may want less government, but they don't call to tell their representatives. If they just call their representatives and tell them they want less government, they get less government. So if they come up with some excuse like that, well, okay, here's some plenty of examples where overwhelming numbers, overwhelming majorities of calls have been for a certain issue, and tremendous numbers of calls have been for a certain issue and or against a certain issue, and the bureaucrats pass it anyway, whether
well, that's
it's
because,
the bailout or whatever.
You know, the, when you talk to them and people, their supporters, the statists, out there, they'll say things like, well, you know, that was for our own good. They knew better.
Right.
You know, they have access to far more information. This is their job. That decision, really, populist, is above your pay grade.
But it nails holes right in their argument, the whole, well, just talk to the representatives and, you know, you'll change the system. Well, no. Unless you want to change the system to have more government, you're not going to successfully change the system, at least from what I can tell. Maybe the system people will prove me wrong. I hope they do. I hope the people that are working within the system manage to prove me wrong. I'm not opposed to doing things in the system. I just think that we can have a tremendous effect with 20 people going out and getting a parking ticket.
Well, I think that I think the idea of the Free State Project was to bring a bunch of people here to. Originally, the idea was to bring people to participate in the political system in a small enough state with enough people.
Yeah.
There would be an
that
effect.
Was the idea.
And there has been, and there's some great success stories. I was just on the phone with Dennis.
But government hasn't been rolled back. I mean, that's true, Mark. You're right.
In a couple of areas, it has.
They've stopped some things, but overall, my taxes are going up. So the
right.
point
the
is
the size of government
can,
itself.
Right.
Yeah.
You can make the point that, okay, well, we got this program, this program, but okay, my taxes are more now than they were before. So that's the end. That's my indicator. 1-800-259-9231. So
most of the taxes here on your property come from the town, the city that you
whatever, man. Still going up. The state's still spending more money as far as what I can tell.
It's going to be a long time before you roll back the.
They're not slashing back. They're not slashing and burning. They're increasing pay. They're doing whatever they can to keep their little scam going, and at the cost of everybody else. And it's time it ended. So if you can get 20 people to, I think you can build it, right? I think if you can get 20 people in a given political designation, a small one like Keene, New Hampshire, you get 20, 50 people to get parking tickets, you've clogged the courts, they can't enforce parking anymore, you spread the word that, hey, just don't pay your ticket, see what happens, then drop
well,
your charges.
You have to go and take it to court.
There's more coming up here, 800-259-9231, not if they drop your charges. Because they have so many cases. There's more coming up. Bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond.
You worry,
You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. By the way, last week was a record week, at least in the last year, for Free Talk Live, the AMP program. And I think it's because we talked in detail on an extended show about how we lost a fairly big amplifier, and slowly the AMP program has kind of been slowly hemorrhaging cash just for weeks in the past year. It's basically been more people have been leaving the program every week than have been signing up, just very slowly by like one or two people, and it has just slowly kind of bled cash out. And we had a tremendous outlay of support from our listeners last week. People that had never amped before amped up existing amplifiers, increased their amp, and some people came back who had amped previously. So it was really great. And I want to just thank everybody who has ever given any money to the Free Talk Live AMP program. I mean, you get things out of it. You get the access to the AMP-only perks, like the AMP-only call-in lines and forum and the podcast and more. But I just want to say that thank you very much, because it makes a big difference for us. Having that $3 a month, because that's all we ask for, having that $3 a month come in from a bunch of people is a pretty significant marketing budget for this show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that we reinvest that into this program. That's the AMP program is why this show is on 77 radio stations across the country. And hopefully we'll be getting some more on board here. I've been calling this one of these Money Talk hosts decided to quit his Saturday show. So now there's even more opportunity for our Saturday night show to get on station. So we'll see what pans out from that. But it's the Free Talk Live amplifiers that help raise the awareness in the radio industry and also online as well, through Google AdWords and such, that Free Talk Live exists and that we're out here and we're talking about freedom and people want to hear this message. So you can help that happen and get perks. amp.freetalklive.com. So just kind of recounting some of the things that happened today up here in New Hampshire. Of course, the Free State Project brings you this program. They're one of our sponsors on the show. And a lot of people have made the move. A lot of people, hundreds of people, have made the move to New Hampshire. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up. We'll tell you more about that later. But some of the free staters liberty activists today, because it's more than just Free Staters. It's a whole movement of people that include New Hampshire natives. And there are certain people here in New Hampshire that do not like the Free State Project. They feel very threatened by the fact that there are people who are not just regular folk, but activists coming here to New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom. The people that are threatened by this, I speculate to be academics and bureaucrats and the family members and close friends of bureaucrats. That's my speculation as to who is most likely to be riled.
I would imagine
and
there's
upset.
Probably the 420 activism that goes on in Central Square probably riles a certain religious crowd. Wouldn't you think
maybe
that,
so.
That's the case?
Maybe that's the case.
And probably the veterans to some extent are pretty pissed off about the flag burning. I think that there's that.
Well, there's also anti-war things, but that's not even a Free State urban.
But the flag burning was.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That was a long time ago. So 800-259-9231 is the number here. But, Sam, you moved here a year ago, and we came here 3.5 years ago, and it's been just an amazing experience so far. Some other things that happened today. Some of these liberty activists were out doing the 420 celebration. It was also Topless Tuesdays. Now, that's a new thing. It started last week. It's new for the summertime, late spring and the summer. And so Topless Tuesdays was today. Last week it was just one lady that was topless. It was Cassidy, the same girl that was arrested last year for doing the very first Liberty Topless event, where she was topless and open carrying in Keene, New Hampshire. She was arrested, but it was the only time when I've heard the police actually apologize for arresting somebody. They actually apologized for arresting her because they weren't supposed to. It was not illegal for her to walk topless down the street, down Main Street in Keene, New Hampshire. And I think that's great. Mm-hmm. And it set a precedent. And so today, I think there were four ladies. I wasn't there to see it, but there was a there's a photograph.
Yeah, there is.
Out there. And we're probably going to release it online. If I talk to the photographer, we'll see about that. But Topless Tuesdays has expanded from just one participant to, I think, three or four. And so it was a nice little increase for the second week. It was cold today, too. It was like in the 60s. So I didn't think anything was going to happen.
Yeah, I got there at, you know, the topless part happened way before 420. But at 420, somebody mentioned, hey, it's Topless Tuesdays. And, you know, there was a girl there that just unzipped her top. And okay.
Yep. And, of course, some guys took their tops off as well, including myself. And it was awesome. And, of course, Sean was there in his cape. And we're going to talk about that here in a moment. But he was there in his cape, and he also had his top off. I guess technically he was topped because he had a cape on. But nonetheless, Rich Paul was arrested during Topless Tuesdays before 420. So they came in with some sort of warrant. He said it was a paperwork thing. I don't have the details on that. But it clearly wasn't anything violent, whatever it was.
The bench warrant is what the police said.
So they take him off to the jail. And, of course, you know that when somebody's in jail, it takes them forever to process. You don't really have to be in a rush to get there. And so people just kind of hung out for a few more minutes. They did their 420, and then folks headed out to the jail for, you know, to get Rich Paul out because he wanted to be bailed out. But while some of the activists were in the jail lobby waiting, you know, that's what you do when you're waiting. When you're at a jail, there's a lot of waiting to do as they do their processing. So we're out there, and we're hanging out and talking, and another guy comes in, just somebody we didn't know. He comes in, and his name was Scott. He's a local. He was a Keene native, and he was looking for a phone call because he was supposed to be there to pick up his son from his ex-wife. I guess they have, like, in their agreement, they have to deliver the kids at the police station. So in order to do the transfer. So he was there for that. She was late. He was trying to contact her, and he wanted to use the phone. Of course, the police aren't going to let him use their phone. Oh, you can't come back here. We'll come out. We'll take some information from you. So we handed him one of the flyers of ours from the police flyer holder thing that they have in there because they've been there for a month. We handed him one of those, and I said, hey, did it feel more authoritative to you when he picked that out of the police's own little flyer area, their trifold area? And he said, hey, are you on the radio? He recognized my voice. Because I guess he listens to the show, certainly enough to recognize the program. I didn't get into that detail with him. But David, one of the activists there, offered him his cell phone at that point, and the guy went out and made a call, and he came back and told us about his situation and what was going on. And clearly he hates Free Staters, and he just wants us to go away. No, that wasn't the case at all with this guy. He seemed really appreciative that we were there and listening to him, and you know, he got a phone call and he knew who we were. Plus, he actually said he was inspired by us. He goes, he spent a month this past winter, in the dead of winter, in New Hampshire, standing outside in a nearby town called Troy on the side of the road with a sign for 8 hours a day because of this whole custody thing. There's, you know, issues that he's got. And he was holding signs about, you know, rights as a parent. And I remember seeing that guy. I had gone south to go see Avatar or something like that. And I remember seeing that guy and honking and waving at him. And you know, I didn't recognize him when he walked into the police lobby. But when he started talking about that, I was, oh, that was you. And so he said that, yeah, he was inspired by the liberty activists here in New Hampshire doing what they do to go out there. That's hardcore, man. I mean, a month, 8 hour days in the dead of New Hampshire winter?
That's hardcore.
Oh my gosh.
It speaks volumes about how he personally feels about the way he was treated by the government. I mean, you've got to be pretty well mistreated to be dedicated enough to go out and do something like that.
I was blown away by meeting this guy in the police lobby today. And so, you know, he was nothing but nice and, you know, really friendly, and we had a nice conversation with him there. And so it was a nice, productive day for activism here in Keene, because we're out there on the side of peace, and we're out there on the side of ending aggression against peaceful people and standing up for liberty and inspiring people. We don't even know we're inspiring. We don't realize the effects of what is happening here, the activism that is happening here. When you're doing the activism, you only see what's happening in the moment. You know, you see the police respond, you see some people standing around the side of the road watching. You know, there are very clear, obvious things. But then you just run into somebody months down the line, and they tell you, you guys made a difference for me. You inspired me to go out and do something. And I think that's one of the points of what the Free State Project is about. It's about bringing people who are willing to do something about freedom to the same place in the hopes that such activism will inspire other people who feel similarly. They don't have to agree entirely.
It has to be to inspire other people, because 20,000 people can't take over the government of a state of 1.3 million. Well, of course, it just can't happen.
The whole taking over the government thing is almost going to be a moot point, because once people progress to the point of having a paradigm shift where they understand that they don't need this aggressive but a violent monopoly anymore, you won't need to take over the government. So it'll be interesting to see how that ends up fleshing out, but looks like there's some really positive signs up here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2's coming up. 20 signs that it's a police state.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.